Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Hi again, and welcome back to The Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every Friday, I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Self-control goes by many aliases. Willpower, discipline, restraint, it's even that Frank Ocean song. But no matter the name, it has a huge influence over our health and our success. Self-control helps determine whether we choose a salad or a soda, work out or stay on the couch, keep or lose our temper, or moderate alcohol, or get trashed on a Tuesday. And lack of self-control is even a symptom of various disorders like depression, OCD, ADHD, and impulse control disorders like hair pulling or compulsive shoplifting. Now, where does this happen in your brain? Well, mimic the facepalm you give yourself when you see your credit card bill, the number on the scale, or the length of your to-do list after a few weeks of too little self-control. Not uncoincidentally, the part of the brain responsible for your downfall, the prefrontal cortex, lies directly behind the forehead you just smacked. Now, the prefrontal cortex allows us to plan, pay attention, regulate our emotions and our bodies, and generally avoid things we'll regret. In other words, it allows us to resist and redirect our immediate impulses. And that is what self-control is. It all boils down to one thing: saying no to your own impulses. It's resisting the easy thing to do the hard thing. It's eating the apple instead of the hot pocket. It's going to bed rather than staying up. Or it's doing the anxiety-provoking task that moves you toward your dreams rather than scrolling through Twitter. And sometimes it's subtle. You may do things that need to be done, but just not right now. Scrubbing the toilet may be virtuous, but not if it keeps you off task. So next time you're tempted to reach for that hot pocket, or for the productively impulsive among us, that toilet brush, try these 7 tools to strengthen your self-control. Tip number 1 is do your hard stuff in the morning. As the day wears on, our self-control wears out. In a simple but telling study, researchers at Harvard flashed a pattern of 20 dots on a computer screen for 1 second and asked participants whether there were more dots on the right side of the screen or the left. Participants made a selection, received some money, and then got another dot flash for a total of 100 flashes. But here's the twist. They received 10 times more money every time they chose the right-hand side, regardless of whether or not that answer was correct. Therefore, there was huge incentive to choose the right-hand side, to cheat a little bit, even if it was the wrong answer. Interestingly, those who did the experiment in the morning between 8 a.m. and noon were less likely to throw in a few extra right-hand answers than those who tested in the afternoon between noon and 6 p.m. And the researchers called this the morning morality effect, but the take-home has less to do with morals than with self-control. Apparently, good people find it harder to resist doing bad things, like cheating for some extra cash, as their energy flags throughout the day. It's not an excuse for bad behavior, of course, but it teaches us not to expect stellar resistance to temptation at the end of a long day. Now, since that study, there's been follow-up research showing that the morning morality effect may only be true for morning people. If you're a night owl, it's possible that your most moral, self-controlled self comes out in the wee hours. And the jury's still out on the definitive answer, but the moral, is to know yourself and your energy levels. Tip number 2 is to change the environment to change your behavior. So what's a morning lark to do in the danger zone of evening What's a night owl to do in the sleepy haze of morning? The best solution? Change your environment in order to change your behavior. In other words, the best way to resist temptation is simply to remove it. The fewer decisions you have to make, the longer your willpower will last. If you can't resist the siren song of Jelly Bellies at midnight, don't buy them. If you find yourself on Facebook when you're supposed to be writing, install an app that keeps you off social media. And by the way, I neither confirm nor deny knowing anything about either of those situations. In short, don't set yourself up for failure. Just like you wouldn't let a toddler loose in a gallery of Ming vases, don't expect yourself to resist temptation when you're tired, stressed, or hungry. Remove temptation and release yourself from the burden of exerting self-control when your surroundings can do it for you.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
All right, now you've got your next three dinners figured out. So let's cover tip number three. Track your progress. Okay, think back to high school physics. Remember the observer effect? Observation changes the phenomenon being observed. Well, trying to keep your credit card bill in check may not feel like physics, but it's the same principle. Keep a log or use a wearable tracker to monitor whatever sucks up your self-control. Keep a food diary, an exercise log, a sleep diary, an app like YNAB or Mint. It's called monitoring. Indeed, it's when we're not paying attention that things tend to slide. So pay attention and track your progress. Simply observing will change what's being observed, which just happens to be you. Tip number four is literally watch yourself. If you're trying to stick to good habits while you're stuck at a desk, try propping a mirror next to you. It works on the same principle as monitoring. Watching yourself scarf Funyuns or get sucked into interweb slideshows of worst tattoos ever makes it less likely to happen. Tip number five, externalize time. This is a strategy from ADHD behavioral treatment. When you have to make a lot of transitions, like getting ready for school or work in the morning, shower, dress, eat, brush teeth, gather stuff, set a timer to go off every 3 to 5 minutes. Externalizing time with an audible reminder keeps it from sliding by unnoticed. And while 3 minutes or even 5 minutes may seem like a small chunk, you'd be surprised at how much you can actually get done. Plus, if you get sidetracked, the next alarm will jolt you back and you won't have wasted much time. Tip number six, allow yourself your distractions, just not now. I'll do it later is the mantra of every procrastinator, but flip-flop what you'll do later. Rather than doing your big tasks later, tell yourself you'll be allowed to do your distractions later. Jot them down as your impulses occur to you. Is Bernie Sanders vegan? Is Mr. T dead? How many beers can a Frisbee hold? And by the way, the answer to the latter is 4. Who knew? Anyway, the point of writing them down is that you can still follow your impulses, just not this instant. Which brings us to tip number 7, which is sometimes just let go. If you're a workaholic, perfectionist, or other type who expects 110% at all times, let yourself follow your impulses at least sometimes. Bright, shiny items are particularly alluring when we don't ever allow ourselves to pick them up. So, allow yourself some pointless, indulgent time wasters, especially when your brain is fried already. Go ahead and Google duct tape prom dress, watch New Edition videos, or otherwise gratify whatever you get distracted by. And guess what, perfectionists? It's not so pointless and indulgent after all. In fact, it's called rest. Thanks so much for making this show a part of your life. Never miss a thing when you sign up for the newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. You can also listen on Spotify, follow on Twitter at QDT Savvy Psych, or like on Facebook, where there are always links to episodes no longer available on iTunes. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and the Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Have a great week, and I will see you all next Friday for a happier, healthier mind.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.